TikToks. Now, I'm going to play you the audio from this TikTok, but it's just music, so it's not like there's actual... The user is not actually commenting on it, but this...
But the comment says, you know, I was today years old when I learned this.
Yeah, her name is Kate, and she realized, and she said it only took 34 years to figure this out, that you can, when you're pumping gas, there's a little clip that holds the gas pump handle down so you don't have to sit there and actually hold it.
Oh, wow.
When you're filling up your car.
Such life-changing information, especially in the winter time where you can just set the clip, go get warm in the car while you pump up, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
So she realized at 34 that was a thing. And, you know, to me, I'm like, man, how did you not know that?
Right.
How many thousands of times have you filled your gas up?
Right.
You know, in life, and not realize that. Now, I understand also there are some states that it's illegal to pump your own gas. So maybe she's from one of those states where
it's illegal in certain states to pump your own gas.
Yeah, my dad lived in Oregon for a long time, and you can't pump your own gas in Oregon.
So they have attendants.
And so they have attendees.
Gas.
Yes,
wow.
They have attendees that come out and pump your gas.
See, there were like a couple of those when I was growing up in Indiana, and that was just like if you're feeling bougie.
You went to one of those and you could see other people do that for you. As you pulled into the gas station, there would be like attendant or non-attendant,
yes.
And you could go to the non-attendant or to the attendant.
I was today years old when I learned there are states that make it illegal to pump your own gas. What if you don't know that's the rule there?
Yeah.
And what if you get out of the car and you start, are you going to get a ticket?
The gas pump attendee will just walk over and say, we got this.
Oh. But then what if you start to say, no, it's fine. I got it. Because you feel like you're going to have to tip them and you don't want to.
Right.
Then you get in the back and the fourth. And then
you double down and that's when you get thrown on the hood of your car and arrested.
I need for them to clearly mark at every gas station in those states.
Yeah.
It is against the law to pump your own gas.
I
need to know that.
I wonder if there are any other states where that is the case.
That is really?
Yeah.
How many states
is it illegal to pump your own gas?
All right.
Yeah.
What is it? Okay. Two states. New Jersey and Oregon.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so it's just two states.
Yeah. So
by and large is fine.
Right.
Take care of it yourself, but New Jersey and Oregon, you stay in your car, sir.
Yeah. So maybe my whole point was, you know, maybe we can cut her a little bit of slack because she's from New Jersey or from Oregon and she's never had to.
She's never had to.
So she doesn't know that there is a little.
We are giving her grace on that learning.
Giving her a little grace.
Yes.
It's a new year.
It's a new year.
Let's give some people grace.
New knowledge.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So how old were you? And what did you learn embarrassingly late in life? Megan said, it took me 18 years to realize shampoo goes on before the conditioner.
What? Who didn't know that?
I always wondered why my hair felt silky smooth before I used the shampoo.
And then the shampoo ruins it because it just cleaned out all the conditioner you just put in there.
Well, and I got to be honest, I probably was in the same boat as Megan when, you know, I would see these two bottles in the shower. You know, like I grew up in a house full of women.
And they didn't tell you?
Well, they're not going to sit there and walk into the bathroom with me and go, now, Ben, what are you doing in the shower?
And they're teaching you to bathe yourself. They never shared the fun fact is use this one first and then that one.
Well, see, I never used really conditioner.
Oh.
I always just used shampoo. And so I didn't know that there was a difference. And it drove me.
All women didn't share that information. I feel like you have an advantage over most. who maybe didn't grow up with a lot of women in the house.
You'd think, look at how disadvantaged I was at such an early age.
And you're still in a house of all women.
Yeah, I know. And so I remember using conditioner, and I was using this bottle of conditioner for a while and going, I hate how long it takes to rinse out the conditioner. Like I would, you know,
you hate how silky smooth your hair feels.
Well, and it just didn't feel
awful feeling.
It didn't feel like I was getting it all out, you know. Anyways.
Wow. By the way, Gene says, FYI, it's full service or self service pumps. That's how you know. Used to have like signs.
Oh,
so
yeah,
now
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
gonna like
yeah,
look
yeah, full service.
The next time I go to the gas station, is that still marked like self service?
I don't know if it is. Well, no,
I've just never looked for it.
I think there are a lot of pumps that say self.
Okay.
That they'll say self on it, but you just don't like pay attention to it because
it's not a thing.
Right.
There's not a lot
right.
of
it's
full
not
service
a thing
around here.
Around in Indiana or Kentucky where you have to worry about that. But
are there full service gas stations around town?
I don't know if they're around town, but I see them like, you know, as you're traveling. You'll get off the highway and you'll see.
Swifty was a term. It was, Swifty stations were, like, when I was growing up, those were the full service ones.
Alexis texted that and said, Swifty's
in
Corden.
Okay,
yeah,
so they still, see, it is an Indiana thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full service, self service. Yeah. I worked a couple years in Terre Haute, Indiana, and I want to say that was a thing there too. But yeah, anyways, yeah. Hey, these are little learning things. We're giving grace, but these are things that you learned embarrassingly late in life.
Right.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. we'll take some more of your, confessions.
Your lessons that you
lessons
your little
that you
life
learned.
Lessons that you learned maybe later than the rest of us.
Yeah. So what's something you learned embarrassingly late in life? It's 99.7 DJX. Anna rolls in and says, I'm originally from Mississippi. And until I was about 18, I thought everyone else in the country counted with their own state. You know, like one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. She thought it'd be like one Kentucky, two Kentucky, three Kentucky.
No. Nope. Just Mississippi.
It's just Mississippi.
And even then, I didn't do that.
What did you use? Did you use a state?
No.
Oh,
I just like one, two, three, four.
Well, how did you know the spacing of the seconds?
I just felt it.
Wow.
I felt it.
Okay. You felt it. What's something you learned embarrassingly late in life?
I would have said like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000.
Oh, you used the 1,000s. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I guess I would go between Mississippi and 1,000. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways,
okay. Derek says it wasn't until I was about 20 that I discovered you're supposed to add water to condensed soup. I very vividly remember eating condensed tomato soup in my dorm room without any water. So I was essentially eating ketchup.
This is thick.
It even tells you that. You're
this
supposed to add a can of water.
Yes.
To pour out soup, then fill up the can with water. And then
things
there you go.
You learned embarrassingly late in life. Another one. Houston is not the name of the guy astronauts talk to.
Houston, we have a problem.
It's like, where's Houston?
The only guy that can do this job has to be named Houston.
So I don't want to get too industry right now.
Too industry?
But in radio, there used to be a way that we would broadcast remotely, and we would use a unit called the Marty unit.
Yeah.
And I thought for the longest time that there was a guy on staff named Marty.
Stop it.
This is when I was young and I started in radio. And you know, they'd be like, oh, is the Marty connection good? You know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, who's Marty?
Let me ask him.
Who's Marty?
I'll ask Marty if we're connected.
That's funny. Things you learned embarrassingly late in life.
Elisa, I didn't know tortilla chips were made out of tortillas until I was 20 years old and saw the line cook at my job cut up a tortilla and throw it in the deep fryer. Wow.
I mean, hey, you know what? It's good that you're learning these.
Yes.
Did you know that?
But you know what? I don't know if I've ever sat there and thought about how they make
tortilla. If you look at tortilla chips, they're like little wedges, and if you put four of them together, you get a circular like little corn tortilla.
Mm. You're right. Now, see, I'm looking at Doritos, right?
No,
and
Doritos
just
are
curled a little bit. They're not flat. They're not flat. Kevin says I was maybe 17 or 18 before learning it was Timbuktu, not Timbuk number two. I thought there was an original Timbuk out there somewhere.
Timbuktu. Timbuk also.
But now we just reference the second one.
We're just referencing number two. Number two is way better.
I know there's a lot of people that maybe think it's like Timbuktu.
Timbuktu?
Yeah.
I don't know when the last time I even thought of Timbuktu
was. Well, yeah, and then really, I might have been today years old when I learned how to spell it.
Oh.
Timbuktu.
Another one. I thought that horses had toes until I was about 22. I thought the hoof was a horseshoe and toes were tucked inside.
What? So is it? Let's get the horse's shoes on. Wow.
That is funny. That's funny. Great. That is good. These are things you learned embarrassingly late in life.
Oh, wow. Seth said things aren't supposed to start to get blurry at about 15 to 20 feet. I learned I needed glasses at 26 from an online thread. It was only when I saw someone post a photo on social media of what lights at night look like when you have an astigmatism and all the comments that I realized I have an astigmatism and that lights don't look like that to everyone.
It's like, wow.
What a life-changing thing to learn at 26 years old.
Like, oh, wait, hang on a second. Those aren't supposed to be blurry?
I'm supposed to have clear vision.
I know. But I guess if that's all you see.
And you've never gone to an eye doctor ever?
That's
maybe.
Funny.
Maybe.
Ange said, when I started shaving, I thought women shaved their arm hair also.
Oh, well.
My mom caught me and asked what I was doing, so I had been shaving my arm hair for 6 months to a year.
My daughter does that.
It's like all the hair on my arm, under it and on it,
like
gone.
I think apparently our neighbor turned her on to it, and she was like, she looks at me weird. I'm like, babe, most of us don't do that. You know, it's like, well, I don't like it. I don't like the way it feels. Like she
had
smooth. I feel like you're going to be locking yourself into a long, long life of too much shaving.
Yeah,
if you're doing that.
I mean, my wife dated a swimmer when she was in high school.
Sure.
And swimmers, they shave like,
that makes more
all
sense.
Their body.
My daughter's
hair.
Not a swimmer.
Right.
Not at all. And Dave said, let me tell you about how I thought you were awarded a Pulitzer surprise. Not a Pulitzer surprise.
Stop it. Pulitzer surprise. These are good. Oh.
He didn't say what age he learned that.
That is
but
too
it's
funny.
Late in life.
All right, that's good.
That's
good.
Great.
Thank you for all the comments.
That's great.
On embarrassingly
only
light.
Only smart people
learned.
Can get the Pulitzer surprise.
Surprise. Oh, good stuff on 99.7 DJX.